Hollywood presents... The new National Guard show. Yes, from the cinema capital of the world, we present the new National Guard show. Here now is your producer, C.P. McGregor.
Thank you, Wendell Niles, and a cordial welcome to you, ladies and gentlemen, as you become our very special audience in the new National Guard show. In creating this different and sparkling series of dramatic radio productions, it is our intention to combine plays by radio's most skilled writers with the most famous stars in the brilliant galaxy of motion pictures to bring you unforgettable enjoyment. The National Guard, our great citizen army, presents Don Ameche in Skipper of the Sea Wench. The curtain rises, and here's Act One of Skipper of the Sea Wench, starring Don Ameche in the role of Slim Donovan. Slim Donovan ran a charter boat, the Sea Wench, off the little Venezuelan seaport of Bota. The fishing was good and the tourists were plentiful. But Slim had more than that on his mind as he stepped out of the harbor commissioner's office that afternoon and headed down the row of boats to where the Sea Wench was slipped. For suddenly, an explosion shook the waterfront.
Whitey! Whitey, we all right?
Yeah, Slim.
Gee, I just got the pink slip on this babe. I don't want anything to happen. Where's the explosion?
Oh, it's down the harbor a ways.
A boat?
Yeah.
Who is she?
Well, it looks like Medela's boat.
Yeah, sure enough. Well, come on, we ought to give him a hand.
No, it's too late. She's settling already. Gee, I wonder what happened.
I don't know. Medela always did run a sloppy boat. I wouldn't trust him with a skiff and a mill pond.
Well, one thing is sure.
What's that?
He'll really be after you now, to buy your boat.
Well, that's a thought. Maybe now his boat blew up, I got him right where I want him.
You said you'd never do business with Medela.
Do business? No. But then if he made me a big enough offer for my boat...
You wouldn't sell. You know, I've often wondered how that guy Medela really makes his money.
Well, so have lots of others, and it's really so simple.
It is?
Well, sure. He goes out with his boat and a little net, waits for the Grunion to run. That's where he made all his money, in Grunion.
Ah, you're joking.
Am I? Well, whatever he did, Medela's going to have to find himself another boat. Come on, Whitey. Saturday night. Let's get into town, huh? Say, Whitey.
Yeah, Slim.
What do they got all the gendarmes out for tonight?
They know you're in town.
You compliment me. I wonder, though...
Cigarette.
Say, maybe Marie knows.
You know, you're the most curious guy I ever worked for.
Yeah? That's the way you can answer things, being curious. Oh, Marie. Marie.
Oh, hello, Slim. I did not see you come in.
How are you, Marie?
Oh, I'm fine. It's been a long time, Slim. Such a long time.
Well, I've been very busy, Marie. Say, tell me, what are the police doing all over town tonight?
Oh, shh. You promise not to tell anyone?
Well, sure.
Well, someone say they found radio transmitter in hills giving information on all shipping long coast.
Oh.
They are trying to catch those responsible.
Know how to run a radio transmitter, Whitey?
Why, sure. I mean, no. I don't know nothing about them things.
That's better. Well, Marie, why don't you stay home once in a while?
Oh, you good-looking bum. That's what you always say, and then you never call. But I keep on hoping.
Yeah.
Cigarette?
Well, hello, Slim. Mind if I sit down?
No, not at all, Medela.
Wifey?
How are you, Mr. Medela?
Say, the long arm of the law is really out tonight, isn't it, Medela?
You heard what happened?
No. You?
No, they're all stirred up about something, but
yeah.
They get that way easy. I wanted to talk to you about something else, Slim.
Well, shoot.
I guess you heard about my little tough luck this afternoon.
Yeah. I saw your boat. It's too bad. What happened?
Green Hand lights a cigarette in the engine room just after we were gassed up.
You shouldn't have Green Hands aboard, Medela.
You're telling me.
Sure.
But I need a boat, Slim. I wondered if I could borrow yours.
For when?
Tonight.
Got a big party going fishing or something?
Yeah. Well, how about it?
Sorry, Medela. No can do.
I'll pay you any price.
Sorry. Why do you want my boat? There are lots of boats in the harbor.
I have to have a fast boat, Slim.
Well, if you want a fast boat, why don't you proposition the harbor commissioner? His boat is really fast.
You're joking, of course. Slim, I need a boat. If you will not lend me your boat, then why not sell it to me?
Oh, that's an idea. Of course, the price will have to be right.
We will make the price right.
You see, I'm a little bit of a sentimentalist, Modello. I worked awfully hard to pay for that boat. I like to look down from my little shack above the slip there and see her mooring lines. Makes me feel good.
How much do you want for her?
I want $15,000 in cash.
It's a deal.
Okay. I'll turn the boat over to you in the morning.
Oh, no, 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 no. I want it tonight.
Oh, but the pink slip is supposed to go through the harbor commission. They're pretty strict around here.
Let me worry about that,
All right, Modello. Bring the money over to my shack. I'll be there in a half an hour.
I'm sorry you sold her, Slim.
Why?
Well, we had such a nice little business build up.
Oh, we can get another boat.
Not like her. Not like the sea wench.
Ah, you're too emotional, Whitey. I'd never get a better price for that hull. Maybe it's a stroke of luck.
It is, huh?
Sure. I was getting a little fed up with the whole charter business anyway.
You're getting fed up with business as good as it is?
Oh, sure. Too many headaches. The Harbor Commission saying do this, do that. I was arguing with him for an hour this afternoon, just before Modello's boat blew up.
You sure got down here in a hurry when you heard the explosion.
Well, I got dough tied up in this boat. But I tell you something, it's on the level. When I left the Harbor Commissioner's office this afternoon, I was going to suggest to you that we take a little vacation.
A vacation?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know what's getting into you, Slim. Talking about a vacation at the busiest time of the season, and then selling your boat to Modella. I give up.
Well, anyway, Whitey, it's fun, isn't it? Playing guessing games.
What?
Forget it. Here's the shack. Looks like we beat Modello here.
The curtain falls on Act One of Skipper of the Sea Wench, starring Don Ameche. Act Two in just a moment, but first, this message from your announcer.
Since 1946, when your Congress gave the National Guard the job of organizing a force to protect America from enemy attack, the new National Guard has grown to a force of more than 390,000 men. Its more than 5,000 units are located in all the 48 states, the District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, Hawaii, and Alaska. Today, the National Guard is larger than ever before in its 300-year history. It represents a major portion of America's reserve strength, both on the ground and in the air, dedicated to defend this nation against an enemy aggressor. And now back to our show.
The curtain rises on Act Two of Skipper of the Sea Wench, starring Don Ameche. Slim and his hand on the sea wench, Whitey, walk down the slip toward their shack, above where the boat is moored to meet Modello. It is barely midnight, and the sounds in the busy little harbor are weird as they reach the shack.
Well, I thought Modello would be here. He seemed so anxious.
Maybe he changed his mind.
Maybe. Turn on the light, Whitey, will you?
Never mind the light.
Modello.
Yes, Modello. Get a gun here. I don't want to hurt you.
Well, you're crazy, Modello.
You will think I am if you make a move.
Oh, you're the boss, Modello.
That's better. You really didn't think I'd actually pay you $15,000 for that hull, did you, Slim?
Come to think of it, Modello, I didn't. Not a man as desperate as you.
You think so? Maybe you're right.
I hear they found a transmitter back in the hills today. The one which has been sending out information about shipping in this area.
You don't say?
Yeah. And this is a time in history when they'll pay a lot to know the whereabouts of certain shipping.
You're a very smart guy, Slim.
I'm a lot smarter than you think. They got the airport covered, haven't they? Got everything else watched. But you can get out this way, can't you, Modello?
In your boat, I think so.
Uh-huh.
Now, you'll be so kind, you and your friend Whitey there, I want you to check me out on your boat.
You really want to be sure, don't you, Modello?
That's right. Turn around. Let's go check to the boat. And no funny business. Back into the shack.
All right. You satisfied, Modello?
Yes. It was very thoughtful of you to have a full tank of gas for me.
Oh, I always think of those little things for my customers.
Now, if you'll be kind enough to tie your friend Whitey there to the chair.
Must I?
If you please.
Oh, you...
Okay, come on, Whitey.
There. That's it. And now if you turn your back to me, please.
Okay. Not so tight. Will you?
Don't worry.
I didn't know you were that handy with a line, Modelo.
Oh, didn't I tell you? I was once the captain of the Commodore's fleet.
That's very interesting.
Yes, isn't it? You'll pardon me for doing this to your telephone, Slim. I don't want you to make any calls. Well, my friend, this is goodbye.
You'll never make it, Modelo.
We'll see about that. Goodbye, Slim. I've always respected you. That's why I'm leaving you, at least in good health.
Slim, quick. See if he can't move over here.
Take it easy, Whitey.
Yeah, but he's getting away.
Sure, he's getting away. But he won't get far.
There he goes. Can he operate the boat?
Yeah, I guess so.
Well, come on. Slide over this way and I'll try to untie
you. Relax. He won't get far.
No?
No. As a matter of fact, it was a break that he commandeered my boat.
What?
Remember I was up to the Harbor Commission this afternoon?
Yeah.
They ordered my boat beached for 30 days for speeding in the harbor. Listen. You hear? That's the harbor police now. Modelo will never get past the light.
The curtain rings down, and you've heard Skipper of the Sea Wench, starring Don Ameche, presented by your National Guard. Thank you, Don, for a wonderful performance. Ladies and gentlemen, next week our citizen army, the National Guard, will present Joan Caulfield in an unforgettable story, The Doctor's Patient. Be sure to join us then, will you? Until then, thanks for listening. This is C.P. McGregor saying cheerio from Hollywood.
Our star appears at the courtesy of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee, which arranges for the appearance of all stars in this program. This program is transcribed in Hollywood for release at this time. This is Wendell Niles saying so long and turning the program over to your local announcer, who will tell you where you can get the full details about your local unit of the National Guard.